Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Thursday, September 25th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. The radioactive contamination from the Manhattan Project cleanup is about to get underway in the Cades Cove subdivision in Florissant. There are only six houses in that entire subdivision that will be demolished because of contamination, but remaining residents are fearful their homes could be contaminated too, or even worse down the road that the Corps of Engineers will come back and say they've discovered more. Just Moms STL's Dawn Chapman.
So that's the exact question that we're hearing, and I think that, you know, one thing we can expect and we're going to encourage, I think these public meetings that are held by the Corps of Engineers are going to start getting very crowded. And I think that there's going to be a lot of explaining that the federal government has to do as to why it's been looking in this area and it just now decided to do this. And, you know, because some of these people are like, well, if it was really there and they're doing it now, why didn't they find it 20 years ago? 20 years. That those people wouldn't have had to have lived next to it, and it could have possibly saved their health.
Chapman says there's no answer to that question, and the Army Corps of Engineers needs to answer it. There are no immediate meetings scheduled. Chapman says she expects one later this fall. The St. Louis Public School District says it's partnering with DESE and the Regional Business Council to create real solutions to strengthen financial stability.
The release from Superintendent Dr. Millicent Borichetti was short on specifics, and the union AFT Local 420 has concerns because they have not been included in any of the talks. The union presented a no-confidence vote on Borichetti to the school board because Byron Clemens says they are concerned that the superintendent's solution is to close schools.
We can reconfigure and rebirth schools. We can think differently. Full-service community schools, trade high school in North St. Louis, those are all thinking outside of the box.
Clemens tells KMOX up until now there has been no plan on closing schools.
We're looking forward to working on a plan together. We encourage people to go out October 1st to a town hall meeting at Vachon at 6 p.m.
Now, Borichetti is proposing an October 20th meeting, which Clemens says they want the public to attend and share their thoughts on what they think should happen. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A St. Louis County man in jail on $500,000 bond charged with kidnapping a 13-year-old girl directly from her middle school. Florissant police say 43-year-old James Paulette went to Cross Keys Middle School Tuesday morning, falsely claiming to be a relative and lied about a death in the family to get staff to release the student to him. Investigators used surveillance video to identify Paulette. They found the girl at his home safe about 6 hours later. According to the probable cause statement, Paulette admitted he took the girl so they could play video games at his house. The Ferguson-Florissant School District notified families of the incident through a letter and said it is reevaluating its safety protocols. The St. Louis Sports Commission says hosting championships is good business for the city. Commission President Mark Schreiber says they hired a WashU professor to quantify the economic impact of the Frozen Four College Hockey Championships in April. That number, $20 million, more than $500,000 in direct sales going to the city.
It's nice when we can actually do fan surveying and get the results back and have an event like this show that it had over $20 million in economic activity generated by the event.
Ann Schreiber says opinions of St. Louis improved among visitors from before their visit to after experiencing the city. Some of the one-word impressions from before included dangerous, boring, and beer. Words given after include food, friendly, and historic. From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, Beyond Housing, still fighting to get a grocery store in its North County community. They settled their lawsuit with Fields Foods, which moved into the former Save-A-Lot on Page Avenue in Pagedale with much fanfare, but shut its doors after only a few months. Beyond Housing sued for fraud and a broken lease. According to the Business Journal, the two parties have agreed that Fields Foods owner Chris Goodson will pay the organization $800 a month until he pays back the cost of all the equipment inside that was owned by Beyond Housing.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.